Michael.
He's used this position. He's used this position. If I wrote...
What the hell do we want our MPs to use their position for, if not to ensure that allegations of child sex abuse undertaken by people at the top of the parliamentary ladder have actually been properly investigated? What should an MP use his position for, if not that, Michael?
Go to the police, not to the DPP.
Well, the police are getting a kicking as well. Boris Johnson apparently is calling for Bernard Hogan Howe's blood because the investigation was undertaken in the way that it was. So you go to the police, you end up seeing your career being threatened, you go to the DPP, and Michael in Cardiff thinks you're a wrong'un. Where should they have gone?
I said the police.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that Bernard Hogan Howe is apparently under fire from Boris Johnson for the way the investigation has unfolded. Another senior Conservative. I'm not making any links. I'm just saying if it was you, Michael, that had been accused of these things and you were innocent, I don't think you'd be getting the fuss that we're seeing here. I hate this story. Frightens the life out of me. 27 minutes after 10. I almost want it all not to be true. I almost want it all to go away. Because as we've said before, you're staring into the abyss. Comments like Michael's well-meaning, informed, intelligent, educated comments like that sound like, oh no. Oh no, MPs shouldn't be getting involved in that sort of thing. Oh no. Well, what the hell else should they be doing? What has Tom Watson got to apologise for? 03456060973. Answer. Traducing the reputation of a dead cabinet minister. Except he didn't, did he? He didn't traduce the rep. That involves a deliberate deceit. That involves a libel, an untruth. He merely reported allegations. And I want to live in a country where children, when they've grown up, who make these allegations, get taken seriously. Where we seem to be heading now, where the debate seems to be going, is to a suggestion that you can take these sort of people too seriously. Some of them won't be telling the truth. That is the nature of humanity, not the nature of survivors or victims. It's the nature of humanity that some of them won't be telling the truth. Okay? So how have we allowed this situation to turn, it would appear to me from the front of the Mail and the Times today, to turn into a question that's ever so slightly sleazy, being put forward by ever so slightly sleazy columnists? Do you think maybe these sort of damaged people, some of whom have, obviously I have to say at this point, some of whom have endured horrible crimes committed against them, and I read these people, I read these men, and what I hear, what I see between the lines is this: I think we take these accusers too seriously. These people making allegations, especially when it's against highly important people like Leon Britton or Jimmy Savile or Cyril Smith, I think we're taking them too seriously. I think the do-gooding liberals have gone too far on this. They've started listening to everybody who accuses somebody of having abused them when they were a child. These do-gooding lefties, they've actually started taking every child seriously when they find the courage to come forward with an allegation. And if we can just find a couple whose allegations weren't true, then we can use them to denigrate and undermine and dismiss all of the ones whose allegations are true. And you look me in the eye now and tell me why the hell anybody in this country would want to dismiss or denigrate or dilute the allegations of children who have suffered abuse. Why would anybody want people coming forward to be a little less courageous, a little less encouraged, a little less convinced that they will finally, after decades of suffering in silence, be taken seriously? Why would anybody want a real life victim to be a little less likely today to come forward and tell the truth? And what exactly is it that Tom Watson is supposed to be apologizing for?